For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Redlands Sunrise Rotary will present Boots and Bling in the Canyon this Saturday, November 2nd, at the Gardens at Wild Oaks Farm in Redlands. Here to tell us more is Brian Reed, past president and longtime member of Redlands Sunrise Rotary, who will also be the MC for the event. Thank you for joining me.
Wes, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Brian, start by giving us an overview of what a Rotary Club is and how it got started.
For sure. I'm glad to do that. And I really want to just thank you for this opportunity and congratulate you and thank you for the community service you're doing. This is amazing, and we're so grateful. Rotary is the oldest community service organization in the world. It was started in the early 1900s by four men, which that evolves later, but four men in Chicago. Now there's 1.2 million Rotarians in the world. There's over 35,000 clubs in over 200 countries. So Rotary is an opportunity to serve your local community and serve the broader international community. Our club, Redlands Sunrise Rotary, we're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary at the upcoming Boots and Bling. We spun off from our parent club, the Rotary Club of Redlands, when it got too big. So we've been a vital part of the community for about 40 years now. Rotary clubs are made up of people, professionals, community members that are interested in serving the community. People ask, you know, how do you become a Rotarian? And the reality is, it's pretty simple. Somebody asks you to come to a meeting. It's a simple asking. I have dear friends whose father was a terrific Rotarian in San Bernardino, and he asked me years ago, more than 25 years ago, would you like to go to Rotary? And I didn't know anything about it. I went and I was just very impressed by the quality of the people and their commitment to service. Plus, we have just a really great time. They're great people. So with the community service, really, we give back to the community, but the secret is that you really get back much more than you give. I like being a Rotarian because it's just an opportunity for me to do something good because it's good. There's no ulterior motive. There's no agenda. We're just serving our friends and fellow community members.
What kinds of projects do you get involved with then?
We sort of look at it in different ways. We have local projects, we have international projects, and then we do a lot of partnering in the community with other organizations. But locally, we've really focused on serving youth. So we support a couple of Rotary programs. One of them is called RILA. It's a Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and that is offered to high school juniors where we host them for a weekend at a camp up in the mountains and introduce them to very dynamic speakers. We allow them to an opportunity to meet students and youth from schools, people they don't know, and just develop principles of leadership, empathy, understanding. And year after year, these students come back and express to us just how life-changing those opportunities are. I think they just opens their eyes and motivates them. We have a similar program called Pride, which is for middle schoolers. We honor monthly students of the month from the local middle schools, and that's such a rewarding day of our meetings where we bring in a few of the students and congratulate them for their successes, and it's just great to hear what they're involved in and what their goals are in the future. Even in eighth grade, they're looking ahead, and it's very reassuring and satisfying. We have a couple of signature programs that we've developed in our club. We host the Redlands Jazz Fest every year at Sylvan Park, and that's a very fun event. It's not really a fundraiser. It's just an opportunity for all the local schools to bring their jazz bands to a community park and perform for their parents, for their friends, and for people who who want to spend a great day in the park. We cover expenses by selling root beer floats, and they're delicious. We get root beer from our friends at Ritual Brewery. So we have very, very delicious root beer floats and some other items. But it's just a day of jazz in the park. We bring in a really strong jazz group to show where these students can head and what they can do with their talent. And we've been privileged to have the jazz bands from RCC perform there. They're just extraordinary. Last year, we had a local community big band called the Sozo Band. They're out of Riverside. And it was really, really a fun day at the park, a great event. And we have a program we called Read for Life. And that one is just very meaningful to us and very supported by our community. Our club bought a box trailer. Well, as we're going, this started in 2005, so some, you know, almost 20 years ago. We fill it up with kids' books, and we take it out to community events like the Jazz Fest or 4th of July, different opportunities in town, Memorial Day parties and things like that. And we hand out books to kids, and they're just the books that you would buy at a bookstore or get at the library. They're just kids reading books. And such an amazing opportunity and so fulfilling to have the kids come up to the table. They're looking through all the books, which are usually pretty disorganized. They're just digging through books, looking for something that interests them and inspires them, connects with them. And it's just very fulfilling to hand that book to a child. And many times they say, I can have this, it's free. Then the answer is yes. And when I reflect on that program, we've now given almost 60,000 books away to kids in the community through this program. And as I think about it, there's so many levels of community service there. And it's the giving of the book. I think it's showing children in the community a spirit of service and generosity. I think about the kids taking the books home and reading them with their parents and the interaction that's occurring there. We started in November of 2005 was our first book giveaway. We just set up some tables at the old market night on State Street in Redlands. And my wife shared a story with me that night that I think speaks to what we're doing. She said she was running a little bit late, so she's coming up the sidewalk on State Street, and she had to step around this little boy. He was on his hands and knees, and he had a book open in front of him. It was laying on the sidewalk, and clearly was one of the books he had gotten from our table. And he's just enthusiastically looking at the pictures and pointing at the pictures. And my wife said, right next to him on his hands and knees was the boy's dad, and they were reading the book together. Oh. And so to me, I just think with 60,000 books we've given away just over and over again, I'm hoping that we're creating those kinds of moments for the kids in our community and creating those opportunities in their home as well. So that's one of the programs we love. We always are accepting donations of used, I call them gently used, outgrown kids' books, because frankly, those are the books that the kids want. You know, mm-hmm. Somebody bought it for someone else, and we're happy to receive those and circulate them back into the community. So those are some of the programs we're involved in. We're going to be doing mock interviews for high school seniors here very soon. Great opportunity to interact with those kids that are, you know, becoming adults and moving into either college or into the working world, and helping them form their resumes, develop their interviewing skills, and just have an opportunity to test that one-on-one communication before they show up in front of a potential employer someday. We do scholarships for high school seniors. We take care of the Orange Blossom Trail in Redlands, which is a biking, walking, jogging path that goes all the way through town. And our portion of the Orange Blossom Trail is long. I think it's almost a quarter mile, but we're slowly putting up different murals and panels to decorate that portion of the trail. It's actually, you could either call it the start of the trail or the end of the trail, but it's at one of the destinations. So those are just some of the many programs we're involved in. We also, of course, we get involved with deeper and more weighty issues. Our district, Redlands Sunrise Rotary, is part of District 5330, which many of of your listeners who are Rotarians are part of that district. And our district governor and leadership has taken a keen interest in addressing human trafficking, providing education, and really it's just been an eye-opening process of understanding that this is going on everywhere, even in our beautiful little communities. So it's very meaningful and something that we are fully supporting. We also, in terms of partnering, we work with an organization called Youth Hope in Redlands, which provides services to teens that are struggling with homelessness and other of those issues that, you know, teens, unfortunately, some teens can encounter. It's just an amazing organization, and we're a strong proponent of Youth Hope. We recently did a barbecue for the teens at a summer party, and whatever we can do to be part of that. We support the Redlands Veterans Parade. We're out at the 4th of July. One of the things, I think you could consider this a community service. I did. It was one of the things that attracted me to Redlands Sunrise Rotary, and that is that we're sort of known as the beer club in town. We our other fundraiser, I guess you could call it signature fundraiser, is that we're out there selling beer when the community is getting together to celebrate. So we're out at Sylvan Park on 4th of July. We are always part of the Redlands Bike Classic. I think of it as kind of a combination fundraiser community service event. And it's just so much fun for our club members to get together and have a real great time serving the beer. We do participate in the community cleanups. We support the Redlands Y home tour. So there's just endless opportunities to be a part and support our local community. But then being part of Rotary International gives us that opportunity to spread our influence and our support abroad. And not too long ago, Rotary hosted an international peace conference in Ontario. We were played a big role in that. We actually at the, I think it was the first peace conference that they had brought in this amazing violin group from Siberia.
Wow.
And something happened and they didn't have a way to get home. So one of our amazing members gathered them all up, brought them to Redlands. We housed them. They're just an amazing group of entertainers that we did end up getting home, and then we ended up bringing them back again to perform in the community. But we also participate in what they call friendship exchanges and professional exchanges. We had a group from Serbia not too long ago. It was educators from Serbia, and they came to California, to Redlands, to meet with educators in our community. So we have educators in our club. And so we took them to the schools, to the school districts, to learn how education functions in California, and actually great friendships were developed from that. So Rotary had started with four men, and it's called Rotary because those four men decided that they would rotate the meetings from each fella's office. And the, I guess the name stuck. And before I joined in 1998, which makes me sound old, and it's older than I feel like I am, and I understand. I don't know how it happens, right? But there was a time that it was male only, but somebody had the wisdom to open the doors to everyone. And so Rotary is a non-political, it's a non-religious, it's a non-discriminatory organization. It's open to anyone that wants to get involved and serve their community locally and internationally. I do want to say that very recently we have a member, and he joined just recently. His name's Rafael, and we sent Rafael down to Honduras. He has connections in Honduras. We partnered with a couple of Rotary clubs in Florida and a Rotary club in Honduras. And we're participating in helping develop some ecologically sound buildings at schools and putting in these beautiful playgrounds for children in Honduras. And being in Southern California, we're very involved with orphanages in Mexico and building homes in Mexico. There's just an endless need that we play a part in serving.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with Brian Reed, past president and longtime member of the Redlands Sunrise Rotary. What would you say has been your most memorable experience with Rotary?
I would say that it's probably one of those times where I've connected with a child looking for a book, asking them what their interests are, digging through the piles of books and finding just the perfect book. When we get the perfect book, their eyes light up and they're excited. And my excitement is even greater. And I think about, with almost 60,000 books, I think, you know, if it's 1 in 100 books that really touches a child in a unique way, even 1 in 1,000, whether it's that act of generosity or something they read about inspires them or a connection they make with me or someone that's reading the book to them, if it's just, you know, if it's just a percentage of the books we've given out, I think about the impact that that program is having on our community and our society. And that's one of the things that really drives me.
Why is community service important?
Well, all of our communities have needs. And I've been very blessed in my life and have had great support, a great family. By the way, my dad is a fellow Rotarian. My uncle is a fellow Rotarian. My wife is in our club. My daughter and her husband are in the club. And so everything that I've been given in life, this allows me an opportunity to give back. You know, I really feel like, particularly our kids, they deserve an equal footing and a leg up when they need it. And so whether it's for kids or whether it's for people seeking shelter, women that are homeless and with children, there's just so much need. And it's extremely rewarding to be part of a solution. You know, I say that in a way, it sounds selfish because what we're doing is really helping people. But I guess the message is you're helping someone, you know, you're helping yourself. Mm-hmm. It's that sort of that old saying, if you point your finger at someone, there's 3 fingers pointing back at you. And if you're helping someone, it's kind of like 3 fingers, you're helping yourself. So community service, I think it makes for a strong city, a strong community, connections with friends, inspiration. It allows me to meet and socialize and work with people that I really otherwise wouldn't have a connection with. And all of that, I think, makes me a better person and a better community member. And if you expand that across 1.2 million Rotarians across the country, and then our colleagues that are Optimus and Kiwanis and all those other great community service organizations, it's making a difference. And it's a difference that I think our world needs right now.
Tell us about your upcoming fundraiser, Boots and Bling in the Canyon.
Sure. I'm really excited to talk about Boots and Bling in the Canyon. This is the first time we're doing this event, and we're hoping it's going to be our signature fundraising event year after year. We were looking for something that's a little bit different. I mean, there's so many great community service fundraisers that take place in Redlands and around the Inland Empire. We were looking for something a little bit different. I think we found it. The venue, the gardens at the Wild Oaks Farm is beautiful. It's kind of this oasis on Live Oak Canyon Road. If you're familiar with that giant pumpkin patch at the corner of Live Oak Canyon and the 10 freeway, well, this is just maybe a mile south. And, you know, it's a big parking lot and not a whole lot there. And then you move down these paths and into a really a beautiful venue with there's grassy areas, fountain, a little lake. The whole setting is a very classy, rustic feel. It's perfect for a hoedown. I wanted to call it the Rodown, the Rotary Hoedown, right? But I was outvoted. Well, who am I? So it's going to be a super fun event. And as a first time we're doing this, that's our priority, is to make it a great event. We're going to have a live band. We're featuring the Marvels, which is a pretty well-known local group of musicians. They're very talented, super fun. We'll have line dancing with a line dancing instructor for those of us who need a little assistance in knowing what to do. A great barbecue dinner and lots of opportunities to support Redlands Sunrise Rotary's missions and efforts with a silent auction, a raffle. There's going to be something called a wine toss, which I'm still waiting to find out exactly what that is. Hopefully it's not wine bottles flying through the air. I understand it's sort of like the old ring toss game at the carnival. You try to get a ring around a bottle of fine wine, and if you do, you take it with you. We'll have a photo booth. There'll be plenty of chances for our friends and guests to not only have a great time, but also to support us financially so we can continue to do these services in the community. So it's going to be terrific. We're excited. We're hoping for a great turnout. We're inviting all of our friends in the Inland Empire to come out and just have a really wonderful day with us in this classy, rustic setting. Wear your boots, my cowboy hat's on order, it's on its way, and it's going to be a great, great time.
You're going to be the MC for this event. What was the reason you told me qualified you to be the MC?
Well, I told you, for some reason, I become the designated MC as we've done our events over the years, and I'm convinced it just happens to be that I'm the only one that owns a tuxedo. So you have the tuxedo, you get to talk. So I do the best that I can, and if it's a way I can serve, I'll do it. Just keep talking. That's my motto, keep talking.
How do we get tickets for this event?
Tickets are available very kindly through your website, Pepper, through the KFROG website, the community service calendar, and they're available there. They can also be purchased through our website, which is redlandssunriserotary.org, and it's two S's there, Redlands. Sunrise, two S's next to each other, rotary.org. And to get tickets there, just go to the right-hand column, and right above the calendar, there's a little link to the tickets. They're $95, and it'll get you into what's going to be the first of what we think will be many terrific, terrific events, boots and bling in the canyon.
Anything else you think we should know?
Well, let me say about Rotary that there's a couple of mottos that I want to share because I think it really speaks to who we are and what we do. The number one motto and the one that I think gets repeated most is service above self. It really describes, I think, the mentality and attitude of all of those colleagues and friends that I share Rotary with. We also, our club, every week, we meet every Wednesday morning. Every week, we start in the morning reciting Rotary's four-way test of the things we think, say, and do. Number one, is it the truth? Number two, will it be fair to all concerned? Number three, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And number four, will it be beneficial to all concerned? And as community service members, as Rotarians, as business professionals, teachers, small business owners, members of the community, we try to hold ourselves to that test and that standard to be good citizens in our community. We also added a number five. Beth Sanders, our current president, long ago added a number five, which is, I don't know if it's authorized by Rotary, but that's just have fun. So we have a five-way test, and we're committed to it.
I've been speaking with Brian Reed, past president and longtime member of the Sunrise Rotary Club of Redlands. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and I hope Boots and Bling is a huge success.
So do I, and I just, again, thank you so much for this opportunity. Very grateful.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.